Welcome to another day with Jesus, a daily devotional podcast to help you walk with Jesus, live for Jesus, and represent Jesus. Now let us open our heart to receive as Pastor Preji shares from the heart of God.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this beautiful new day that God has given us. This week we need to pursue the heart of God, the mind of God, the character of God, the precepts and the perspective of God like never before. Every week, if we are not growing constantly, every day, if we are not inching nearer to God's heart, every hour, if we do not want to represent God more and more on this planet, then we are doing a terrible job at being the believers, the Christians, the ambassadors that God has called us to be. We have to understand that we are not just ordinary people. We are children of God. And yet, so often when the people around us look at our lives, look at our words, look at our actions, look at our behavior towards each other, they don't really see the same characteristics of our Father in us. Let me read out this particular scripture from Genesis chapter 25 and verse 18. The Bible says, Ishmael's descendants occupied the region from Havilah to Shur, which is east of Egypt in the direction of Ashur. There they lived in open hostility toward all their relatives. Now, you understand who is Ishmael's descendants. Ishmael's descendants were the ones that followed Ishmael's character and had Ishmael's heart. And they were the ones that, just like Ishmael fought Isaac, the descendants of Ishmael fought their relatives. They fought the people that God had called out, the people that God had blessed, the people that had a promise over their life. Ishmael's descendants, in the same manner that Ishmael fought Isaac when they were teenagers, when they were still children, the Bible says that his descendants continued to live in open hostility toward all their relatives. Now, this is where we have to come to understand, hey, is this what their father Abraham wanted from them? In fact, one of the only times you would see Isaac and Ishmael being on the same page is when Abraham died. See, they both loved and honored Abraham as their father. Even today, you know that there is a whole world out there that follow the lineage and the genealogy of Ishmael. And, and there is a whole world out there that follows the genealogy of Isaac. The Bible says that when Abraham died, because Isaac and Ishmael, they both honored and loved Abraham, they both came together to honor the memory of their father and to respect and to celebrate that. And yet, after their celebration was over, they went back into living however they wanted to live. And the Bible goes on to say how eventually there was open hostility from Ishmael's descendants. There was open hostility towards their relatives. Now, I'm not talking specifically about any people group in the world right now. I'm talking about you and me, who are supposed to be the children of our Heavenly Father, who are supposed to be the ones that will represent and celebrate what Jesus did for us through His death, the burial, and the resurrection. You know, when Jesus died on the cross, the Bible says that He broke every barrier that was between Jew and Gentile. He made us all into one big people group, a group that is called a holy nation, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood called to bring forth and speak forth the praises of our King. And yet, today here we are fighting with each other, having open hostility towards one another, sometimes even on social media, sometimes in front of unbelieving people, sometimes in courtrooms. Is that truly godly? Is that truly biblical? You know, God would want us to prove to the world that we are disciples of Jesus, not by the sermons we preach, not by the songs we sing, not by the way we dress ourselves. The Bible says in John chapter 13 and verse 35, when they see the way that you love one another, when they see your commitment to serve one another, when they see your submission to one another, when they see your unity, that is when they will know that you are my disciples. Friends, can we come back to the basics? You know, this year it's all about being rooted at the roots of our lives, at the foundation of our lives. If we truly lack love, if we truly lack unity, if we truly lack godly perspectives, then it doesn't matter what fruit we bear or how much buildings we build on the surface. What truly matters is if we are aligned right in the depths, right in the roots of our life. So this morning, I want you to inspect in your heart, your mind, your actions, your behaviors, and find out any open hostility that you have left toward any of your relatives, any of your brothers or sisters in Christ Jesus, any of them. They may not look like you, they may not be attending your church or understanding your theology and doctrine, but if you have open hostility towards anybody, may I call you to repentance. May I ask you to honor what Jesus did for us on the cross, and let us together pursue what God is doing for us in this last days, in this midnight hour. Before Jesus returns, He's not coming for several churches. He's coming for one glorious, beautiful bride. May you and I work hand in hand to be part of that beautiful church. God bless you. We will see you again tomorrow morning.
We hope you are encouraged by today's podcast. To know more about Pastor Preegee or other resources you can avail, or to receive help in any specific area, connect with us at pastorpreegee.com. And don't forget to register for Revival Dreamers 2021 at dreamingrevival.com/2021. Hurry! Limited seats available. Register now. We wish you a Christ-filled day ahead.